This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 30, an oasis of grace. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 35. Six of the towns you give the Levites will be cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone may flee. In addition, give them 42 other towns. In all, you must give the Levites 48 towns, together with their pasture lands. The towns you give the Levites from the land the Israelites possess are to be given in proportion to the inheritance of each tribe. Take many towns from a tribe that has many, but few from one that has few. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan, select some towns to be your cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone accidentally may flee. They will be places of refuge from the avenger, so that anyone accused of murder may not die before they stand trial before the assembly. These six towns you give will be your cities of refuge. Give three on this side of the Jordan, and three in Canaan, as cities of refuge. These six towns will be a place of refuge for Israelites and for foreigners residing among them, so that anyone who has killed another accidentally can flee there." An oasis is a place in the desert where water is found. It's like an island in a barren wilderness where people can find refreshment and rest. Six of the 48 cities that were given to the Levites were to be cities of refuge, like an oasis in the desert. These cities were sprinkled throughout Israel, and they served as a refuge for anyone who accidentally took the life of another person. The one accused of murder still faced a trial, but a city of refuge protected that person from vigilante justice. Cities of refuge were a place of safety, hospitality, rest, justice, and grace. They were like home base in a game of tag. The accused murderer was safe in the city of refuge. The refugee could be assured of being treated fairly and justly. As recipients of God's grace, we must be an oasis of grace to others. We need to make our homes and churches a refuge for others by sharing the same grace that we have received. Many people in our world need a place to settle and find rest. Is your home open to people who are hurting? Are our churches welcoming to people who need forgiveness and healing? Reach out to refresh others with God's love. Pray with me. Father, help us to provide oases of grace to others. May we share the same mercy that we have received in Christ. In His name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.